Ticket sales have been declining at Circus World, which has long been run through a public-private partnership with the state. Walker's budget would have handed Circus World over to the State Historical Society over the objections of the foundation that controls it right now. On a unanimous vote, the legislature's Joint Finance Committee rejected the plan, which pleased Circus World Executive Director Stephen Fries.
I'm very pleased that the Legislative Finance Committee recognized that there should continue to be a public-private partnership, and that 16-0 vote clearly said that.
But if this was an endorsement of Circus World, you wouldn't know it from lawmakers' comments. Assembly Joint Finance Committee co-chair John Nygren said Republicans did not want the state more involved in Circus World.
I don't believe there is a level of comfort in either caucus with continuing to make investments in something that even the organization themselves say is questionable. If they're going to make it, they're going to have to make it on their own.
Democrat Corey Mason of Racine said there's a legitimate debate to be had over who should run Circus World.
What I've never quite understood is why either option requires us to spend a lot of money on a circus.
A proposal that would have spent more state money on Circus World also failed, with both Democrats and Republicans voting against it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.